If somebody would have told you January 20th of 2025 that Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to be on CNN calling for the 25th Amendment in roughly a year's time, you would have been like, we are in for a whirlwind. We are in. We know it's going to be bad. We all knew the Trump administration was going to be, I mean, horrendous. But for some, for this type of shift to be occurring, for Marjorie Taylor Greene, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson to say enough is enough is crazy. So we've got to talk about all of this. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel, so it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel down below. Make sure you like and subscribe. On my most recent video, it really, really helps me out. I love each and every one of you. And also, lastly, make sure you hit like and subscribe here on the Adam Mockler channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, to, you know, build something with Gen Z voices, trying to combat a lot of the lies we hear in right-wing media. And so it would mean a lot, again, if you like and subscribe. We love you guys so much. So this is from Miles Taylor, who formerly actually worked in the first Trump administration. There's a title shift happening. People who got Trump elected are warning he's demented. Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Joe Rogan, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Marjorie Taylor Greene. They see it. Finally, the president is out of control. Will elected Republicans act? This was one of the first people, Miles Taylor, to come out about Donald J. Trump and his experiences with him. Like, the dementia truly is, it's out of control. This is all out of control. Take a look at this clip.
Boom. Then another one. Boom. And she's like, she was ready to go. She walked back to the corner. She said, I've never been hit like that.
I mean, just look at the guy. Like, one of the things I feel like, and you can let me know in the comments down below, we talk about, and I know a lot of people talk about, the bruises on his hands, the swelling of his ankles. He's obviously rambling more incoherently than ever, which is really saying something. But man, his eyes are like, they're so puffy. He's like nodding out during meetings. It is not good. Again, this was the tweet from Marjorie Taylor Greene. 25th Amendment, not a single bomb has dropped on America. We cannot kill an entire civilization. This is evil and madness, obviously from Donald Trump's Truth Social post. And she was on CNN just yesterday explaining why she decided to do this now. Take a listen.
Called for the president to be removed from office under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution after that threat that he made about destroying the whole civilization of Iran. The president has a long history of shocking and unprecedented social media posts. Why was this the final straw for you?
Because it's absolute madness. How can any person that is mentally stable call for an entire civilization of people to be murdered, to be wiped out, to never come back again? That's what the president called for. And that shows that there's serious instability in his thinking, that he would, not only would he even say that in a private room, perhaps with his advisors, but actually go to his megaphone, his Truth Social, and post that for the entire country and the entire world. And it's unreal. This should never be tolerated. I know it's a very difficult, hard stretch to see it actually coming through, but the conversation needs to be had, and he's out of control, and people within the administration need to step up, take responsibility, and rein this in.
Well, listen, I certainly agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene in this minute and 20-second clip, but that's it, and we got to obviously careful of a lot of these individuals. I think someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene is obviously very calculated. She knows where the headwinds are. She's prepared to kind of put herself in a good position for the next whatever the Republican Party, excuse me, becomes after Donald Trump. I think she's very calculated. I think she's dangerous. But the point I'm trying to get across here is not, oh, let's go Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's, wow, I mean, what? The movement's starting to really, like, fall apart. The cracks have become more than cracks, if that's the right way to put that. Megyn Kelly here on Piers Morgan. Take a listen to this.
Watched us learn it. And so what led Trump, at 79 years old, to sit in there in that Situation Room when Bibi Netanyahu was seated as an equal?
Yeah.
Trump didn't even sit at the head of the table. Trump sat at the side of the table, and Bibi was across from him as an equal in the American Situation Room. What led him to sit there and buy what that guy was selling hook, line, and sinker when every other president was able to see through that liar? What was it? Because he was told the next day by our own top advisors, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to the secretary of state to the vice president, that these are lies and that these objectives are not going to be attainable. Don't believe him. We might be able to wipe out the Ayatollah, not regime change, Ayatollah. And we might be able to decimate some portion of their missiles and their military. Okay, that's true. But the goals, as stated by Trump when we actually did pull the trigger, were all over the board. And to this moment, he's pushing the BS claim that we affected regime change. Mm. No, we didn't. It's the same regime, just different players. Mm. There isn't somebody more moderate in there at all. We have no reason to believe that. In fact, it looks like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is in control now, which is far more radical. And the fatwa that had allegedly been issued by the Ayatollah on developing nukes is gone. Iran is more powerful economically. It controls the strait and now is demanding the lifting of all sanctions against it. And what Trump did with that 10-point plan was go from Monday saying, no, not good, to Tuesday saying, very workable, we can do it, as a means of saving face to bail off of his insane threats about annihilating an entire civilization. So I don't know how we got here, Piers. I'd like to know just as much as anybody else, but all I can think in my head, based on what I've read in the paper, is we got here thanks to Bibi Netanyahu, Lindsey Graham, and Mark Levin.
Well, there's certainly no question that Bibi Netanyahu played Donald Trump like a fiddle. It drives me a little nuts to hear, like, how did we get here? It's like, we all told you that this exact thing was going to happen. In fact, I think Kamala Harris was like, Donald Trump will get us in a war with Iran. We all knew, and I'm not a political scholar. I'm a 24-year-old kid. But I was like, Bibi Netanyahu will play this guy like a fiddle. Why? Because he was played like a fiddle in his first term, because he's a raging narcissist, because he only cares about himself, whatever. I guess now people are seeing it, so that's a good thing. Still drives me a little nuts. I want to put this on mute here because this isn't in English, but this is Emmanuel Macron talking about Donald Trump's essentially dementia, or talking about like his mental states. I'll read here. I think the world needs stability. I think we all need stability, calm, a return to peace. You certainly won't get that with Donald J. Trump. And it's not a show. We talk about peace, about war. Go on here. We are talking about the lives of women and men. We are talking about the situation in our country, about the risks facing our countries, and we're talking about the economic situation of our countries. Moreover, whether it's the United States or us Europeans or here Asians, everyone pays the price. So we need to be serious. When you want to be serious, you don't say the opposite every day of what you said the day before, and perhaps we shouldn't talk every day. We just need to calm things down and build a lasting peace on the strikes. Here's a massive strike announced last night. And then that was his final apologies. I can't seem to pause the video. I don't have much to comment on, et cetera, et cetera. And again, like, to this point about when you want to be serious, you don't say the opposite every day of what you actually want. I mean, this is like talking to, he's speaking on Donald Trump's mental state, but he's also just like talking to, again, like a toddler. This is who Donald Trump has always been. Hey, don't be a dumbass. That's all pretty much how you have to sum that up. Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's time to burn the Republican Party to the ground. Take a listen to this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Alex Jones.
Democrats are not an option.
So what do we do?
They haven't changed their ways. Okay, here's what we have to do. We have to be realistic about the Republican Party. The Republican Party needs burned to the ground. It's completely controlled. As a matter of fact, much of Congress is controlled by AIPAC and by Zionists, and that is a serious problem. That means you, the American people, don't control your own government and those you elect. They're controlled by donors that have one specific interest, and that is Israel. Now, we're talking about the secular government of Israel. We're not talking about Jewish people, so I don't want to hear any of the anti-Semitism stuff. We're over that. Here's what we have to do, Alex. We have to support candidates, and we have to fight hard for candidates that will not take money from AIPAC or AIPAC-adjacent donors.
Burn the Republican Party to the ground. Looks like Donald Trump's first term is going super, super, super well. So, so well. It's brilliant. The golden age of America is here or something.
Now, as you can imagine, that... Now, as you can imagine, that post did not go over well with the Iranians or with many Americans. I mean, I don't know about you, but I am sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. Can't he just behave like a normal human? I mean, honestly, like the president, shut up. Fucking shut up about that shit.
I mean, hey, she kind of sounds like me when I debate Trump supporters. Sometimes you may have seen that live stream my YouTube channel in relation to or at the same time as TikTok. Pretty much exactly what I say to MAGA. But also, again, can't he just act like a normal? He hasn't been acting like a normal human being for 10 years. I don't know why it took this. I don't know. Candace Owens, the 25th Amendment needs to be invoked. He is a genocidal lunatic. Our Congress and military need to intervene. We are beyond madness. And then again, more Alex Jones. I'm sick to my, this is from his official Twitter page with his video attached. I am sick to my stomach and horrified at the change in Trump and just wounded, sad, and upset because I have done been so satisfied by what he's done. But whatever it is, he's making more and more big mistakes. Obviously, Alex Jones also calling for the 25th Amendment. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you watching this video. It means the world. We will keep you updated here on the Animoctor channel. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below, and I will see you in the next video.